Anyway, folks, my final guest of the day, as Teresa was touching on there in our news, for the stargazers or potential stargazers among you, tonight is a big one. This is the so-called planetary parade, when all seven planets are visible at the same time. To tell me more, we're joined, as we often are when it comes to matters celestial, by David Moore, the editor of the Astronomy Ireland magazine. Christmas Day come early, David, for you, eh?
Yeah, very early. In fact, I was very lucky last night to see all seven of those planets in the sky for the first time. And technically, I could see the Earth as well, which means there's really eight planets on view. That's the entire solar system's complement of planets. So I'm very chuffed with myself. Managed to get some photographs, so we'll put those into a little panel mosaic in the next issue of Astronomy Ireland magazine, I'm sure.
Well, what you're saying, in a lifetime of stargazing, it's the first time you've seen it.
It's the first time I can remember seeing all of them at once, because they range in value in brightness from Venus, blazing over in the west, way brighter than any star in the sky, down to Neptune, which you need a small telescope, really, maybe a pair of binoculars. But it's very low down in the twilight. It was quite tricky to photograph because you're battling twilight, and as you let the sun get lower and the sky gets darker, Neptune gets closer to the horizon. So you'll probably read about this online, especially from places further south, continental USA, for example. They'll all be watching with their lovely clear skies, and they'll have it higher up than we will this far north. But it is possible from Ireland. I did it myself, and I'm hoping to repeat it tonight if it stays clear.
Well, they're given a quarter moon tonight and reasonable clarity overhead. We could just be very lucky.
Yeah, there'll be no moon in the sky this evening. I think it's new moon later this week, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So, the quarter moon on BBC Weather means clear sky. I stand corrected.
Right. That's right. Yeah, of course, the moon symbol. So if you want to have a look this evening, you've really got to look in twilight. The first planet you're going to try and see is Mercury. And by the way, Mercury, it's reckoned less than 1% of Earth's population have ever seen it. And the next week or two are the best time this year to see it in the evening sky. So Venus is a fantastic guide. All I did, look at Venus and then go straight down toward the horizon, aim the binoculars around that area in the strong twilight and pick up Mercury. And later on, I could just barely see it with the naked eye. It'll get higher as the days go past. And in the binoculars, just ordinary cheap binoculars, you could see to the lower left of it was a little star, in quotes, about eight times dimmer than Mercury. That's actually Saturn. They're closest tonight, well within the same field of view of a pair of binoculars. I couldn't see Saturn with the naked eye, but I could see Mercury.
Well, listen, I know that you'll be saying, look, you'll get all the detail on Astronomy Ireland, which you no doubt will online. But I think the problem, it's not as if there's like seven of them in a line, David. That will never happen. And I think when most of us look up and go, is that a star or is that a planet or what is that? Oh, that one looks a bit red. Is that Venus? You know what I mean? Most of us are kind of illiterate.
Well, yeah, I mean, the great thing is the moon, when it does come into the evening sky next week, it'll actually pass by the planets one by one.
Right.
And we always feature that in the magazine because for beginners, everyone can find the moon and the bright star above, below, whatever the moon, there's diagrams to show it as it's seen with the naked eye. That's the planet Jupiter or Venus, whichever one it is. And they'll hang around the same place for weeks on end, whereas the moon will move across the sky from night to night quite rapidly. So the moon is a great signpost to use. And for most people going out tonight, you know, when it does get dark, say by about 7 o'clock, if you look up in the west, you'll see Venus blazing away. You can't mistake it. Well to its upper left is Jupiter, brighter than all the stars in the sky as well. And then Mars, that we're running a Mars watch for tomorrow night, is over to the left of Jupiter. So they're the three main ones everyone will see. If you're good, you can add four with Mercury with the naked eye. But then Uranus, Neptune and Saturn, the other three, they're going to need really a pair of binoculars or a telescope. And don't forget the eighth one, planet Earth.
look down as well as up. David, thank you as always. David Moore is the editor of this.
The Mars Watch is tomorrow night, by the way. Anyone wants to come along, we're just outside Dublin City, so yeah, easy accessible from the motorway, astronomy.ie.
David, thank you. David Moore there.